Hey everyone, welcome back to the Living Cozy podcast where we release, refocus, and reset. If this is your first time listening, my name is Brandy J and I am your host. And I want to say welcome and thank you for stumbling across my podcast. I hope that you enjoy every single word that I say and I hope it resonates with you and you can use this to just motivate you throughout life. So today is Tuesday, October 26th. 2021, and let me just say I am in Ohio and it's getting cold outside, y'all. It's fall. I am so excited about the fall because it's just for me I feel like it's like a restart. It's quarter four, so I'm in a different space mentally. It doesn't mean that it's like a great space mentally, but I think it's kind of like a way for me to just clean up mentally, physically, spiritually. So with the fall happening, things are a bit different because I'm not just focused on myself. I have a little one now. She's 8 months and I'm focused on her. It's not just about me in the fall. It's not just about me decorating for myself. Like, I'm still trying to make everything fun for her. Even though she's young, I still want to have these memories. I want to take pictures of her in all her fall outfits and the pumpkin patch and Halloween. I want all of that to happen. So this is definitely new for me, but it's fun. Parenting is fun, y'all. We got to make it fun. A lot of people complain, but we're going to make it fun. But anyways, I hope that you guys are staying bundled up. You staying safe out here. Still COVID season, so make sure y'all out here, you know, just making yourself more aware and understand that you can get sick and you're not exempt from it. We actually, in this household, we've been fighting colds and congestion. Like, it's annoying because I was just sick. Me and the baby were just sick a couple weeks ago. She got better while I got sick because I was taking care of her, but that's okay because that's my baby. As long as she's okay, I care about myself, but at the same time, like, she comes first. So I had to make sure she was okay. It was her first cold at that. So me panicking because I'm a first time mom, I'm just like, oh my God, my baby. You know, you want to do everything you can for your child. And it hurts because, you know, you can't just be inside their body to tell them to spit it out, spit the mucus out, or just blow your nose because she's so young. She doesn't know any better. So she got better while I got sick. And it was horrible, y'all. Like, it was horrible. I got better all this whole time. Her dad was not sick, but he was around us. So I'm like, how is he not getting sick? A couple weeks later, up to now, he got sick. And now it's like a cycle again. She's getting sick. So I'm just like, we need to really just get our whole house together. We need to do some fall. You know, I know it's a spring cleaning thing, but we need to do our whole summer or fall cleaning because it's a mess. We need to just dust and Lysol every single thing and get everything together. I'm actually trying to revamp my whole house, apartment, whatever you want to call it. I'm trying to revamp my whole living space. And sorry if you hear a bunch of dinging in the background. This is my work time. I'm just taking a little break to record this. So you're going to hear teams in the background. I do apologize. But yeah, let's get into the podcast. I'm really excited for today's episode because, listen, I have been needing to release, which is why we are here. Like I said in the beginning in my podcast, we are here to release, refocus, and reset. And this is something that I definitely need. I just been needing an outlet. And Twitter don't do it for me. Instagram don't do it for me. YouTube don't do it for me. I just feel like I need to just release on my podcast. So with that being said, I want to just catch y'all up on what's been going on with me. I know it's been a long time since I recorded and let y'all know what was going on. But if you know me, I'm a private person, but I do put things out there because I'm a person that believes in growth and going through things. Not only going through them, but growing through them. So I'm not somebody that just makes it look perfect on social media. If you follow me on Instagram, yes, I try to make my stories look really clean cut and, you know, just kind of motivate people. But I go through things, like, and that's just life. I'm a person. I'm a human. I am, you know, I'm regular, you know, like, I go through things just like everybody else. If you follow me on YouTube, if you're subscribed and you watch my videos, then you could get a little bit more of that. But I don't put too much out there. Like, I don't put too much. I put just enough so that it's relatable. But I feel like on this podcast, I can get a little bit more personal. That way, I feel like if you really listen to me, that means you really rock with me. Because if you take time out of your day just to hear me speak, then I could give you a little bit more than what I give on all my other social media platforms. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay. Just know that I'm still keep it private because, you know, that's just how I am. But let me just catch y'all up on what's been going on with me in life. So, I already announced that Todd just 8 months. She's growing so much. Motherhood is beautiful. It's getting a little bit exhausting because she is very mobile now. So you gotta watch out for her. She's on her way to walking, let's be clear. She's on her way. However, I'm not totally exhausted because she's in daycare. She's in daycare right now, which is why I'm able to record. So it's a balance there. I'm not 100% like burnt out or anything because I have that help with the daycare. So motherhood has been going good. It's fun. Just trying to get her into the whole influencing thing. Just kind of trying to secure some brand deals, taking pictures of her, making sure she's all good in that area. Getting some things planned for the fall so that she can have these memories, although she might not remember it when she's, you know, at this age, but when she's older, she can see, oh, mama did this for me, mommy did that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a full-time mom, y'all. Like, I'm really a mom out here. So momming has been, it's been going great, y'all. It's been going great, taking it a day at a time, and I'm not being hard on myself. I'm just going with the flow and always keeping God first and praying about every situation that I put myself in and my daughter in and my family. So that's that. If anybody has any comments or questions about motherhood, I will be more than happy to answer if I can give you an answer. What else has been going on with me? I have been in a really weird headspace. And what I mean by really weird headspace is things have been just weird. Like, I have not been myself, and I'm not saying that I don't even know who I am, to be honest. Like, I'm really finding myself as I, you know, got pregnant and had a baby. I just was lost in the sauce, going through postpartum depression, and I'll speak more about that in my YouTube video. So make sure you guys are subscribed to my YouTube channel. It's going to be in the description below. But I'm just trying to figure me out. And I feel like I got to a point where I was getting there. I mean, I'm kind of still getting there. I don't want to just go backwards, but I feel like, I don't know, y'all. It's hard to really explain. Like, I don't feel depressed. I just feel like I'm existing in a way. Like, I'm doing stuff, but I just feel like I'm existing. And I'm trying to get out of that funk where I just feel like I'm not really doing much but existing. And it just feels like when I do get ahead of things, something just always knocks me down, but then I get back up, and then a force just knocks me down. And I haven't totally like dealt with it, so I feel a breakdown coming, but I'm trying not to break down, if you know what I mean. Like, I'm keeping myself really busy so that I don't break down, but I know I need to break down so that I can continue, you know what I'm saying? So therapy. I signed up for it a couple months ago through Black Girl Therapy, and I wasn't really feeling my therapist was really nice. Let's be clear. She was really nice, but it just seemed like she was newer, I believe, and I just kind of wanted a seasoned therapist, and she was my age, and what I look for in a therapist is somebody with some years, some wisdom, and also relatable. Which is why I, you know, tended to the Black girl therapist situation. Like, I wanted that type of therapist. So I had a therapist, and like I said, she was really nice and everything. I was able to release, but I didn't feel like 100% comfortable. Like, it was just, so I stopped going to her. It wasn't on purpose why I stopped going to her. Is actually she had ended up going on vacation. I just never rescheduled with her. And then when she did come back, she went on leave. So while she was on leave, she set me up with a new therapist, which I will be meeting with her tomorrow, I believe. And I believe she's older. I'm not really sure, but I just was like, hey, I guess it's God telling me, you know, here's a new therapist. You need to talk to somebody because you've been going through it. So there we go. Although I do talk to God as well. But I will be meeting with her tomorrow, and I'll let you guys know next week how it goes. So what else has been going on? You know, relationship. I don't really like to talk about my relationship to other people. So unless you're like my best friend or like my cousin, I really like to discuss it with them. But we're growing together. Let's just say that we're growing. We're figuring each other out. Anybody that's in a full-blown healthy relationship, and I said healthy because a relationship is going to have its hiccups. It's going to have things that you have to get over, and you have to learn about the person, and we're just learning each other. We're figuring it out. We're new parents. It's a lot that goes on. It's a lot of personality in this relationship. So we're figuring it out. We love each other so much. We love each other so much. We love each other so much. We love our daughter. We're figuring it out, y'all. It's not easy. It's not easy at all, especially when you live with this person and you're used to living by yourself and you have somebody in your space now and you're trying to. Sometimes when we do get into little arguments or debates, whatever you want to call them, you want to just go and it ain't nowhere to go. That's the hard part, but we're working through it. We always work through it. We always talk it out. Whatever. I'm not going into detail because it's not no one's business. And I don't want nobody commenting on my relationship. We go through everything that the most, you know, that common relationships go through. Not anything crazy. It just really be disagreements at the end of the day, but we're working through it. We communicate. So everything's good there, just the usual relationship stuff. It's more so my issues are within myself. So recently I lost my granny, and a lot of you don't know that I lost, let me just run it down for y'all. So my mom's mom, which is my grandmother, she passed when I was one, so I never really got to experience her here on earth. So it was just like my dad's mom and my granny, and you know, it wasn't really, I had a couple other grandmothers, but it wasn't like, it was through marriage, I think, and it wasn't like, you know, like a typical grandma relationship. So with my grandma Doreen, which is my dad's mom, you know, we were close. That was, I definitely remember my grandmother. She passed when I was, I believe, in high school. I think I was in high school, or I was close to going to high school. So I lost my grandmother. Then it was just my mom and then my granny. So my granny is my mom's mom. So granny basically raised my mom, which means I was always around granny. So that was a tough loss. Like, that one hit me hard. And I didn't mention my mom passed away. Some of you may know that. Some of you may not know that. But my mom passed away from brain cancer a couple years ago. So it's been really rough. And I am somebody that carries things well. But I'm hurt deep down inside. It's very sad. You know, she lived a long life. But it doesn't take away from the pain. She passed at 92. But the thing about it is she was in good shape as far as, like, when you think of 92, you think of, like, super old, just can't really do anything. She could do a lot compared to the typical 92-year-old. So it was kind of a shock because she wasn't, like, sick for a long time or anything. It just caught me off guard. And the text message that my brother sent me about our granny, about her passing, haunts me to this day. Because this is something that I dreaded for the longest. Because you know it's going to happen. Just because of their age, you know that it's coming. Just like we're all going to pass away sometime. But you don't want to think about it. You don't even want to prepare for it. So I kept telling myself, I have to go visit my granny. I have to go see my... And I kept saying it every single day. I have to take the baby to see granny. I got to take the... I kept telling myself, and I waited too long. And that's something that haunts me forever. And I am so sorry to my granny for not coming around as much like I should have when my mom passed. It just, I don't know, I don't want to make an excuse or anything, but it brings up sad memories when I go to my granny's house, because it's like my mom is supposed to be there. you know, mom is supposed to be there. I'm used to being there with my mom all the time. My mom stayed here when she was sick. It's just very sad to me. So that's why I wasn't really, it had nothing to do with granny. And, you know, she would always think, did I do something to you? You know, and I was just like, no, granny, no, it's not you. You know, I'll be over it, blah, blah, blah. And I never made it around. And it's just something that really, really, really does not sit right with me. Although I know her spirit is very, 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 very peaceful, you know, just calming and happy because she's with her parents. She's with all of her kids because all of her kids passed away. She's with my mom. My mom and her were super duper 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 close. So I have that kind of closure and I have that, you know, I have that to really think about. But at the same time, it's just, it does not feel real at all, guys. It does not feel real. And I'm sad. I'm sad. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. I'm sad as shit. I'm really sad. I might post. I might, you know, you might see me on YouTube. You might hear me on this podcast. But deep down inside, I am hurt. Especially because on my mom's side, out of, you know, it's five generations now. And I am the leading generation right now. I am the oldest. And it's like, wow, I'm only 27 and I lost my mom. I lost her mom. I lost her mom. And it's just me and Taj. So it's just like, oh my goodness. It's just really sad to me. And I just wish that I had that, which I do. I have a bonus grandmother. I'm not even going to use the word bonus. I mean, she's my grandfather's wife. Which is, he was married to my grandma Doreen, but then he remarried. And Grandma Joyce is a blessing, let me tell y'all. I wish I had her when I was younger, because when I tell you she takes care of Taj, like, Taj don't have to want for nothing. Listen, Taj is taken care of on both sides. His mom's side and my side, she's taken care of. But for me, I just feel like there's a lack because I'm grown and, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It just feels weird. Just not having my mom and my granny is just, it's sad, but it also kind of makes me feel like I need to just grow up. Not saying that I'm childish. I'm actually very, very mature. Very mature. But it makes me feel like I got to just go harder, especially with having a daughter. You know, I got to start doing cute things for my daughter, just really doing memorable things and, you know, cooking better, even though I'm, you know, I'm in the kitchen. Y'all already know that I'm in the kitchen, but just doing things like having Thanksgiving at my own house. Like it's forcing me to realize, girl, it's time to grow up a little bit more. So that's the biggest life event that has happened to me so far since I've talked to you guys. It's just been really crazy. It's just been really crazy and really sad. Life is just life. And that's the thing about it, is you can be having the best time in your life and then something just happens and it turns your world upside down. And it's like, back at square one, depression peeking in. But I'm not going to let depression get to me at all. I've been praying. I've been staying close to God. And I'm okay. I am okay. I will heal at the end of the day. I will heal. And as part of my healing journey, this podcast is part of my healing journey. Just talking about it and, I don't know, I guess therapy and keeping myself busy and continue to live my life, because that's what they would want me to do. They live through me. They live through me 100%. And I have to be a role model to my daughter, because now my daughter is really, really going to look up to me, because she doesn't have her grandmothers. Besides her Grandma Joyce and her Grandma Donna, she doesn't have anybody else to really look up to. So I feel like I'm that head person in charge, which of course I'm her mother. So I got to really be on my P's and Q's and get it together. So with that being said, with getting it together, what's really, 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 really haunting me right now is how I have not been taking care of myself. But y'all know that I've been going through some things. So I'm the type of person that I feel like I still got to be on my P's and Q's, even with going through what I'm going through, grieving. I never want to give myself a break, and I do not like that about myself. Like, I always feel like I gotta be doing this, I gotta be doing that, I gotta just, one more minute, y'all. I'm gonna be there in a minute, let me finish. It's like I'm never trying to give myself a break. I'm never trying to give myself grace. Like, I always feel like I'm going to miss out on something if I don't continue to do what I'm doing in life, whether that's putting out content, whether that's going to the gym or whatever the case may be. However, I have taken a break from the gym, which I'm going to tell y'all the places where I'm lacking. Okay, right now I'm lacking in my diet. I'm lacking in my diet because I'm just out here like, I don't care. And I don't like that about myself, because there was a time before I got into my relationship, and this is not blaming anyone, but it's just harder when you live with somebody and they have their habits, and, you know, you start kind of, you know, their habits start creeping up on you and you start adapting those habits. And it's like, yo, you don't even eat that. You don't even shop like that. What is wrong with you? Get it together. So I'm trying to get back to my old ways, because I wasn't eating meat. Like, I was eating chicken and, you know, turkey. I was eating the healthier meats, okay? I wasn't eating beef, pork, nothing but chicken, seafood, and turkey. Now, I don't care. I don't think about that stuff. But I noticed that when... I gotta sneeze, y'all. 1 second. Excuse me. Sorry, y'all. So I noticed that when I do eat like that, like beef and pork, I don't care what nobody say. It takes a toll on your health, bro. I don't care what nobody say. Like, ever since I started eating meat again, and this is like since I was pregnant. Since I was pregnant with Taj, I started back eating meat just because I had sudden urges that I could not shake. So I started eating meat again. I noticed that when I did get my period after I had Taj, it was ridiculously heavy. Ridiculously heavy. And it still is. I just got off of it like yesterday. And it's super duper heavy. And I'm just like, I don't like that. And I know it's because of my diet. I 100% know it's because of my diet. Listen, y'all. When I wasn't eating meat and it was just fish, seafood, chicken, and turkey, I had the lightest period. I didn't have period pain. Like, it was perfect. I had a great period. Now, my period cramps are massive. They're extreme. I cry. It's ridiculous. So, I know for a fact that my diet is not helping with myself internally. Like, it's not helping me internally. Like, it's terrible. My skin is breaking out occasionally. Like, usually I don't get breakouts unless I use a product that is messing up my skin. So I know I need to really get on the ball with my diet, especially because now you guys probably see me on my stories or YouTube. I'm drinking a lot of iced coffee and I'm addicted. I can literally say that I'm addicted right now, because coffee is just something that really helps me focus, especially while I'm at work working from home. It's helping me focus and it's helping me create these different, you know, streams of content. It's really helpful. So when I realized that coffee is really doing something to my brain and that I really need it because it's helping me focus the way I need to, I can't get off of it. So drinking coffee, eating meat, iced coffee, it's not helping me at all. So I need to just really switch up my diet. So I told him, I let him go grocery shopping this last time. I was like, okay, you can go. Because I was napping, because I was tired, y'all. I was tired. My sleep schedule was all messed up. I was tired. So he ended up going grocery shopping. And he eats completely different than I do. And I told him, this is your last time grocery shopping. Next time, I'm grocery shopping and I'm getting everything that I need to be eating so that it can help myself. Okay? I need, and him too. Him too. I'm like, you need to start eating healthy as well. So I told him, like, this is your last time. So have fun. This is my last go round with eating whatever. I'm not going to eat whatever, but the meat he got in there, he got stuff that wasn't just chicken or it wasn't just turkey or it wasn't just seafood. So I told him, listen, I don't even get my meat from where he got his meat. I like to go to the actual meat shop and get the fresh meat. So I'm not all for that frozen. Like, I like fresh meat. So I told him, next time I'm going grocery shopping and, you know, you're done. So my diet has to change, y'all, because I feel like when you eat bad, you feel bad. You feel sluggish. And that's exactly what I've been feeling. Like, my gut health is terrible. I'm super bloated. Like, I just do not feel like my best self. I just feel like I'm just surviving at this point. That's what I look like. I look like I'm surviving, and I don't like that. I don't like how I feel inside or outside. So I gotta work on that. Exercise, I was doing really good. I was going to the gym with my friends. I was doing really, really good. Feeling good. Y'all, I done fell off. I done fell off, okay? It's been about a month. Has it been a month since I went to the gym? No, it probably hasn't been a month, but about to be a month, okay? It's about to be a month. And I just can't afford that. Like, I'm about to go to Houston for work in a couple weeks, and I wanted to look presentable. I mean, I'm always going to look presentable, but I just wanted to feel good, which I still got time, because one thing about me, y'all, I told y'all, I lose weight fast. I lose weight very fast. So I told myself today, I'm going to go to the gym. So with that being said, I'm going to hold myself accountable, and I'm going to update y'all next week on what I did at the gym this week, because this week, I'm not playing around no more. I only got 3 more weeks, including this week, before I leave for out of town. I'm meeting my coworkers and people from the company, and I just want to look good. Like, I want to feel good. When you look good, you feel good. So I want to, you know, I want to be good, y'all. So I'm back on my exercise grind. I'm not about to keep playing with y'all. I'm not even y'all. I'm not about to keep playing with myself. But like I said, that's me not allowing myself grace, because I'm grieving. I'm going through some stuff. And the whole 2 weeks, I've been literally just laying around and not really wanting to do anything when it comes to physical activity. Like, yeah, I'll vlog, I'll create content, but I was not trying to go to the gym. I didn't have the motivation at all. But again, that's a part of the grieving process. So that's me being hard on myself. But I know that if I worked out, I would feel a lot better versus soaking in my misery. Also, something I feel like I'm lacking in, content. Although, on the outside, it might look like I'm doing good. I'm posting, you know, I'm doing my thing, but I know I could be doing so much better. That's the thing. I know myself. I know I could push harder. I know I could put better content out there. I know I could plan better. I know. You might think, but you're doing good. Well, no, trust me. I know myself, and I know I can be doing better, which is why I'm going to be doing better. I'm going to plan out my content better, like literally plan out to a T. I'm going to plan out what I'm saying in my videos as far as the sit-down videos on YouTube. I'm going to plan out my outfits. I'm going to plan out when I'm, you know, scheduling to upload, plan out my description, my tags, plan it out, because me winging this is not really going in my favor, and I don't really rock with that. I don't really like that. So I just need to go harder with creating my content, and that's just that. Something else I need to work on? Organization. Y'all, I struggle with this. Like, when you are a creative, your mind is literally everywhere. But the thing about it is, I'm a creative, and I create junk everywhere around my house, and just notebooks and planners and books, and everything is like gadgets, my computers, my cameras, everything is everywhere. But I don't like a nasty, unorganized space. Like, I can't function. Like, my mood is just thrown off, but I just make these messes, and I'm just like, why do you do this? Why are you like this? But I'm just like, it's the creative in me. But thank God Jermaine is like a neat freak. He has OCD, so he's always cleaning up behind me, and I know he's so annoyed with me. I know for a fact he is. But I'm trying to work on my organization, because I do too much, y'all, and I like a clean space. I feel like your mental health can be very much, it can be compromised because of your space that you're in. If you're living in a junky room, if you're living in a junky living room, and you know, you want to wind down, you want to come home from work, or you want to come home from a stressful day to a nice house with great smells, okay? You want to come home to a clean house, the candles lit, the vibe is just right. You don't want to come home to junk everywhere. And listen, I have a baby, and I'm always just throwing toys at her, like, here, play with that, so that she's not into something she's not supposed to be into. So it's always going to be something on my floor. Let's be clear. We'll clean it up when she go to bed. But listen, it's been really hard. But I'm like, you know what, Brandy, you got to do better. You have to do better. And I think it's time to purge a lot of items in my house, y'all. That's what it is. I told him, but he's like, oh man, don't worry about that. I'm just like, listen, you're the main one always throwing stuff away that don't even need to be thrown away. But I'm telling you, I want to get rid of my dresser in my room. I want to spray paint my bookshelf because it's dark and my apartment is already dark. If we got to stay here any longer, I need to spruce it up, okay? I need to be comfortable. So I told him I want to get better. I want to go on Amazon and just buy a lot of aesthetic organization tools, okay? I need something, y'all. I need some storage. I just need something cute and cozy and classy so that I can feel like that when I'm in my own house. I don't want to feel like I need a break from my own place because I'm just not happy with it. And I was happy with it a while ago, but, you know, people moved in. My baby here, she got her own room and her own space. It's toys everywhere. It's baby toys everywhere. And he has his stuff in here. So it was once upon a time my cozy space, but now it's just my crazy place at this point. So I don't know, y'all. I don't know. I've been on TikTok looking at different organization tips and tricks and saving things in my Amazon cart for me to buy just to make me feel cozy again and happy. So I will be doing an organization vlog, organizing with me and decluttering. I will be doing that, okay? Because I got to get underneath my bathroom sink. I got to redo my bathroom. Y'all know. Listen, let me tell y'all something that really helps me. When it's about to be a new season, or it is a new season, getting ready for fall and Christmas time, I change up my bathroom. Like, the shower curtain, gotta go. The rugs on the floor, gotta go. We gonna change the color in there. We gonna change the mood in there. We gonna spice it up. We gonna make it spicy. So that will be in the vlog. So you guys have to subscribe to me and check out my videos. And if you don't know when I post, because sometimes the schedule might be thrown off, click the notification bell. Look at me advertising my YouTube on my podcast. That's okay. But I just want y'all to know that if you are like me and you need help with just starting somewhere, let's declutter together, y'all. Decluttering definitely will declutter your brain, okay? So that's something that I really want to work on. Like, I feel like I'm lacking in diet. I feel like I'm lacking in exercise. I feel like I'm lacking in content. And I feel like I'm lacking in organizing. So, like I said, we're going to get that all together. And I feel like once I get that all together, I'm going to feel so much better about myself. I'm going to feel so much better mentally. My mental will not be clogged up. My mental will be fine. Okay, it will be fine. Although I am grieving and I'm going through what I'm going through, I want to have a nice space around me. I want to feel like I've been working and putting out great content. I want to be healthy and look healthy. I want all of that for myself, and I can't stop because guess what? I have a little one that's watching me. I have to keep going, and I have to show her this is how you should live. You should live in a peaceful environment. You should live in a clean space. You should be healthy. You should exercise. Take care of your body. She has to see that. I have to be an example for her. I can't just grieve and soak in my grief. I can grieve and have a clean space, y'all. I can grieve and be organized. I can grieve and be healthy and exercise. I can grieve and do both of those. And that's what I'm trying to allow myself. I can't just grieve and lay down in bed and watch myself gain weight and then be unhappy about that. And not only will I be grieving the loss of my grandmother or the loss of my mom, I will be grieving my happiness because I don't have it anymore, because I don't like how I look. So let me tell y'all, if you need some motivation, if this doesn't motivate you, I'm going to give you some outlets that motivates me. TikTok. Now, listen, don't judge. Just listen. You don't have to go on TikTok and watch people dancing and doing the trends. You can go on TikTok and find recipes to cook. I've done it, and I love to go on TikTok and look at recipes where people show you how to make things step by step. They list the ingredients, or they may direct you to go to their Instagram to look at the full video. But when I need a good recipe, I go on TikTok. And I like it because it's short and sweet. It's not a long YouTube video. Well, if you do feel like you want to watch a YouTube video to get a recipe, go for it, because that's how I've done things like that. So go to TikTok, watch some recipes if you want to learn how to cook or make a new recipe. Go on TikTok for some hacks or Amazon finds or beauty finds or, you know, exercises to do for a beginner. Like, you could literally type in anything and it's right there. It's a guide. TikTok is a guide. It's a self-help guide, okay? It's not just an app where people have fun and they, you know, they make these videos that go viral because, you know, they're acting silly or they're doing dance videos. It's not just that, but I go on TikTok and I find different things to put in my Amazon cart because I'm like, oh, I liked how that looked in her house. I want that. And I like those type of videos, organizing, staying on track, you know, planning trips, planners. Like, I look on TikTok for that. Also, YouTube helps me. I like to go on YouTube and look at certain vloggers and just look at their lifestyle and be like, I get motivated. Like, I'm all for the luxury black girl YouTubers. Like, Aaliyah's Face, Kyra. It's a couple people on here. I love YouTubers. Like, it just puts me in a different mindset and it really, really, really motivates me. So if you're somebody that needs that motivation, try TikTok and YouTube and just type in something that really motivates you. What are you happy about in life? What usually takes you out of your funk? Or even just really Google things like how to get out of a rut, how to get out of depression. You know what I'm saying? Just do that. So that being said, I really hope that these tools help you because I'm on this journey just like y'all. I'm literally, after I finish recording this, I'm going to get on TikTok and probably look at some hacks when it comes to cleaning your bathroom. Or actually, I found this shower brush. It's like a long stick that you wash your shower with. And I'm just like, I don't like bending over in the shower because my back hurts. So I hate the time. It's time to clean the shower because it's like my back is about to hurt. But they have like this long stick you use to clean it. And I'm just like, I have to get that. Who taught me about it? TikTok taught me about it. So I'm also going to look up inspo for bathroom designs, all of that. And you can also get on Pinterest. Pinterest is a good site to go on to look up inspo, outfits for the fall, things to do in the fall bucket list, Christmas thing. Like, it's a lot to do, y'all. So let's work on this together. Let's get out of our funks. Let's get out of our ruts. Let's grieve, you know, because you're going to grieve and people grieve in different way, but let's grieve in style. How about that? Let's not let ourselves go. Because I don't want to let myself go. I can't. I will not allow myself to be let go. I can't do it. So as part of my podcast episodes, I do want to recognize at least three quotes that resonates with me and that motivates me and helps me to release, refocus, and reset. So let's go in with quote number one. And by the way, I found all of these on Instagram. So what I'll do is I'll scroll just to find different quotes and I'll save them to my profile. You know, that save button, you can just save and go back to it. That's what I do. So here are my three. The first one says, you deserve love. You deserve romance. Create it for yourself and then share it with those who deserve to receive it. I like this quote because it's reassuring you that you are loved because guess what? You love yourself, right? And if you don't, that's number one thing we need to work on. We need to work on self-love because if you don't love yourself and you don't love yourself properly, why would you expect anyone to do the same? Why are you asking for him or her, whoever, to love you when you don't even love yourself? They're not going to treat you with that top tier respect and give you that love that you desire. If you don't exemplify it, if you don't show it, they're not going to give you it. So let's work on loving ourselves. And if you love yourself, make sure that you do for yourself. You can be like, oh, I love myself, but you aren't treating yourself with that love. You aren't taking yourself out. You're waiting for him to take you out. You're not, you know, buying yourself flowers. You're waiting for him to buy you flowers. You're not doing things on your own. You're waiting for him or her, whatever the case may be. You're waiting for someone else to step in and do that for you, which is then taking away from your happiness because you feel like you're not receiving the love you deserve. But sweetie,
You deserve all the love in the world, and you have to give that to you. Anything after that, anything is extra. Whether your friends shower you with love, whether your parents, your significant other, that's secondary. The love that you receive from within is first. Always know that. The second quote, my mind is prime real estate. No negative thoughts allowed. I really like this one because, listen, your mind is top tier, baby. What you think can come to life. You have to be careful about what you think and what you let into your headspace, because those thoughts will eat you up. And a lot of the times, things really do be in your head. You ever just be in your head like, okay, I'm overthinking. Let me just relax. Keep positive thoughts in your head. Let them live there. We're not dealing with no negativity, nothing negative. Don't make problems, because that's what we tend to do when we overthink and we let them negative thoughts in our space. We create problems and it goes bad after that. Like, everything just goes downhill because we let that one negative thought in our head space where it does not belong. So always remember that your mind is prime real estate. And lastly, rest, refocus, readjust, restart as many times as you need to. We don't know how this life thing works, first of all. So just know that you can always refocus, readjust, restart as many times as you need to. And let's not forget the rest part. Rest. You're not missing anything in the world. And I'm literally preaching to myself. Rest. Rest. Please rest. Take care of your body. Take care of you. Get the proper rest that you need. Plan out your life. Get a planner. Refocus everything in every area. Okay? Let's refocus. Let's get it together, y'all. We are going to get it together. We're here for each other. That's what this podcast is. And I will continue to reiterate. We release, refocus, and reset on this podcast. This is your fresh start. This is the fresh start you needed. Right here. This podcast, this episode, you listening to this is your fresh start. So get up, wipe those tears, go get you some water, chug that water, and let's have a productive fourth quarter. Let's kill this, okay? Let's kill it. And lastly, the last point I want to make on this podcast episode is let's let go of the dead weight. Relationships, romantic, friendships, and jobs. If neither of those things are not serving you, you're not benefiting from those things, then leave. And I know the job thing, you might benefit because you get money, but if you're not happy, you know how many jobs it is out here? Don't settle. Don't settle for a friendship where you're not growing. Don't settle for a friendship because you just have those years together. Quality over quantity. Always remember that. Just because you were friends for 10 plus years does not mean that that's your best friend. You just have those years. You could just say, yeah, we've known each other for 10 years, but was the quality of the relationship 10 years of great friendship? It's time to let go. Some people just are not meant for every season of your life. They were just there for that moment. And that's okay. You don't have to argue about it. You don't have to fight. You don't have to be nasty. You don't have to unfollow. You don't have to block. You don't have to do any of that. But just love from a distance and let them know. It's like a mutual thing. If you are both healthy and you're both, you know, so sure, you're not going to leave with that negative impact. You're going to be positive about it and just really come to a mutual agreement that we've outgrown each other and we're not for each other right now. We're not supposed to go with each other in this new season, and that's okay. Maybe you will find each other again because the headspace that you're in is just so positive. Maybe you will reconnect. But right now, we can't be friends, and that's okay. Same with the relationship. You're not for me. You know, you were there for this season of my life and this is where my headspace was. But I'm a new person. I'm renewed. And you aren't allowed to come with me. So we're going to break up. we're going to leave each other alone and we're not going to be nasty about it. It's going to be a mutual agreement because we both know that we need to grow in different areas and we can't grow together because it's just not how it's going to work out. We're clashing, we're fighting, we're arguing, we're not our best selves together. So let's just separate. And if we so happen to find our way back to each other, then so be it. If not, then so be it. We gotta stop carrying the dead weight. Let it go. It's going to hurt, but it's not gonna kill you. How many times have you failed or hurt yourself and you cry for a little bit, but you still survived, right? You still survived. It's the same thing with letting go of dead weight in your life. And that's with anything. It's probably other things outside of relationships, friendships, and jobs that you need to let go of. Maybe a car trouble. You had the same car that hasn't been doing for you what another car can do for you, but yet you're holding on to this car. It's time to go. It's breaking down. It's unreliable. Get you a new car. You love yourself, right? It's getting cold outside. I don't know where you are in the world, but where I'm at is cold. And if my car is not reliable and I'm going to be stuck on the side of the road with no heat, you got to go. You dead weight at this point. I got to upgrade. It goes for anything in your life that's not serving you and not benefiting you positively and making you happy. Whew, y'all. I just really preach to myself. I ain't talking about my car either if you want to get personal. I ain't talking about my car. My car's perfect, okay? But y'all get the point. I'm just saying, like, we got to do better. And we don't have to be nasty about things all the time. It don't have to be, you know, sometimes people are not meant for, you know, we're not meant for everybody. God didn't make us meant for everybody. Everything is seasonal. Not everything, but a lot of things are seasonal. So we don't have to be nasty about friendship breakups. We don't have to be nasty about romantic relationship breakups. We don't have to be nasty about kinship breakups. We don't have to be nasty. We can still respect each other, but we just don't have to mess with each other. And that's something that I really want you, just be classy about it. Let's work on being classy about things and having a God-like mentality. Let's be classy. We don't have to be nasty. We don't have to bash the person. We don't have to unfollow or block. If you really, really feel like you can't see this person and you need to grow outside of them, whatever. Delete them, whatever. But if it ain't even that serious, you don't even have to do all that. Because now you're causing a scene and you make it more than what it is. You don't have to do all that. But let's keep it classy. And with that being said, I'm going to wrap up this podcast because I need to get back to work. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. I really hope that you could take anything from this podcast. Take something with you. Just please take something. And I hope that I inspired you. I hope that I motivated you. Just know that you are not alone. We are in this together. Life is very messy, but it's also very beautiful. Always know that. And I hope that this podcast episode helped you release, refocus, and reset. I'll see you guys, or I'll talk to you guys in the next podcast episode next week. I can't wait. Make sure you check that description, or I was going to say description box. Make sure you check the description. I can't even talk, y'all. My tongue is all over the place, y'all. I just feel like I need to start preaching at this point. But make sure you check that description for my social media. Make sure you follow me, subscribe to stay in the loop. Make sure you rate this podcast, and I will see you guys in the next vlog, or see you on the next Instagram post. I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode, but I'm gonna be here. I'm here. Much love to y'all. I love y'all so much. I'm checking out. Bye.